April 19th. The British troops, on their miserable night march into the countryside, did not know what was waiting for them. The Minutemen of New England had always looked dowdy enough, drilling on the weekends in their farm clothes with ancient muskets, but those guns were kept clean and used often. A century of protecting themselves from attackers had hardened the Yankees into calm, steady soldiers. They governed their own villages and would defend them, too. Peacefully, but determinedly, they assembled with their elected captains and made their plans. Lexington's militia commander was one Captain John Parker, 46 years old and suffering from tuberculosis. Like almost everyone there, he was a farmer, but he'd fought in the French and Indian War, been there on the field for the conquering of Quebec, and knew more of war than most of the coming British foot soldiers. And come they did, in a long river of red from the east as the sky paled with dawn behind them. The Americans numbered somewhere close to 60. The British were around 250. The marchers came to a stop, guns loaded and raised. The militia stood still. A mounted officer ordered them to lay down their arms. They did not. And somewhere in the distance, Paul Revere, who was struggling to hide a heavy trunk of secret Whig documents in the woods, heard the sharp, solitary report of a pistol. Nobody will ever know who it was, Briton or Yankee, that fired the first shot on the green that day in 1775. But there is no doubt that it was a loud shot indeed, loud enough to be heard around the world. It triggered the first military battle of the American Revolution, a rebellion built upon the fresh and exciting idea that men could rule themselves and had no need of a king. It was a war that would change the world forever. And though the Lexington militia was easily defeated, the British soldiers quickly found out what a terrible idea it is to anger men who are so well armed. Furious Yankees swarmed around the British columns all the way to Concord and then all the way back to Boston, picking off soldiers with unerring aim and taking a terrible toll of life. The tattered remains of the invading force was lucky to make it back to Boston at all. Throughout the course of the long war for independence, for all its ups and downs, no British force ever marched into the Massachusetts countryside again. If you enjoyed today's episode, there's more where that came from, so be sure to like and subscribe. Until tomorrow, this is Emily reminding you that freedom in the history of somewhere is how we get to freedom everywhere.